you say they're available for the hours of the evening for people to be able to come to learn. They started with a slogan of Taylor Sufficient Needs, and Kanaina Hara, they really have stuck to that. To the credit of Rashi Horowitz, who manages from night to night, helping people find sabrusas, helping people establish the kriyas that they're looking for, whether it's every night of the week, whether it's two or three times a week, whether they need a chavrusa for an hour and a half, 45 minutes. He really works tirelessly to see to it that each individual's specific needs should be able to be met so that he can come and have his kriyas and his seatbook and chelik in Torah. In addition to the individual one-on-one sedarim that I say to Miss Medrash host many shiurim, Rav Yitzchak Schwartz has a shiur two nights a week, which is attended to Nayin Ahara by dozens of balabatim that come together to learn the Shachas Kindness. His chaburis in the Beis Medrash, Rav Yamin Shulman has a chabura that's learning now the Shachas Yuma. Rav Shia West has a chabura, individuals that are learning the Shachas Brachas. All with the same mission to help every individual find their niche. And the Night Faith of Ismailish is not unique or specific to any corner of the community per se, or to an individual based Medrash. The Night Faith really works on its mission to spread Torah throughout the community. And to that end, they host, which happens to be in the same based Medrash, but really only by coincidence because there are many people learning there, occasional Divrei Hisleiros and Shmuz and Chizit periodically throughout the year. As a matter of fact, we should mark your calendars for this week. Rav Avram Shor is going to be coming to speak one night, but it was Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. Should come in here and deliver his service from Chizuk, open to the community, with the community in mind. During the Tufas Hashanah of Yimei HaShoivim, the Night Seder Mishmedesh organizes throughout the community different shiurim given by different people, Yimei HaShoivim, side for men, side for women, on topics tell people to mechazik in Yana Yeridea. Again, Riboy Lima Dateret is the goal, the mission. Yerushua has recently started a chaburah by us as well, so the Kantish Shlita learns with a group. They're now learning Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Shabbos. The Tuesday night shiur from Rabbi Ratner on the Yana Parasha, which many people enjoy as well. Rabbi Schwartz has a fascinating Thursday night Chumash here, late Thursday night, after Ma'ariv at 10 o'clock, where people hear proper rosh on the parasha and the Beit Torah, they can bring home. And even more fascinating by Rabbi Schwartz is the Masei Shabbos Navishim. Masei Shabbos is a time where a lot of times people have other commitments. It's a difficult time for people to get out to learn. And again, dozens of Balabatim come and they set aside their night to come and learn and to come and hear shiurim and to become better people to become an Torah. Over the years of the Night Seder, there have been many, many, many stories of people that have really opened up in their personal lives and explained and given some chizuk and feedback to those that work to make this happen of the differences that it has made in their life. We all know that the more we mechazik ourselves in our avodas Hashem, the better our lives become. Just to give you a case in point, there was an individual that was going through a circumstance, a story of not too long ago, where he was trying to get through a difficult business. And he had a particularly large deal that he was trying to close and was having a very hard time. And he confided in somebody involved in the Night Seder Beis Medrash that, you know, he needs more siyata d'shmaya, he wants to focus on his limud haTorah. He's making the commitment not to miss a single seder. For 3 months, he's not going to miss a night, so that it should be a schus for him. He recently came back and said he completed his 3 months, and the siyata d'shmaya, he was matzliach in his business as well. And the Chahena Rabbi, there are many, many stories of individuals that can testify of how it has changed their lives and helped their lives. Another individual was going through a shaky tkufa, a shaky period in the Shalom Bayis. And in discussing this with a madrich and a manhig, the person told him that, why don't you be mechazik in your limud haTorah, be mechazik in your seder, and see what it can do for you. And the individual as well came back later and said, thank you to those that have helped me make this happen. It has really made my life better. Now, for all of us that that our bracha to be part of this night of the Medrash and have a chalik in the Torah that's learned here. We're very much makichayv to the achsanya of the night of the Medrash, Kahal Shari Tzvila, under the leadership of Avraham David Wilner Shlita, who, since he has joined the Beis Medrash, has really made a difference on all of those that come and go with his presence, his availability, and his own shiurim that he gives in the shul that are open to one and all. And we're makir tov to the shul for hosting us, we're makir tov for the rav, for his contribution. And without further ado, I introduce Meir Dasher Shlita.
That are B'nai Torah. And the truth is that even when someone is a Baal Bayis, someone that spends most of his day working, it's very important to understand that a Baal Boss is not mufka from being a B'nai Torah. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It says, "Acha sheyetsi mibeit hakneses, yelech lebeit hamedrash yikva eis lumoy." A person should be kaveya eis lumoy, and this is coming from the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says that one of the first questions that a person is asked is kavata itim atayra. And kavata itim atayra pashtus means, does a person have a time, does a person spend time learning? But the panorach and the mishavur is the bar, that it's not good enough that a person spends time learning. The yikva eis lomoy v'tzorech she'oisei eis yia kavua. That time that a person sets aside to learn has to be a kavias, has to be a set time. That he should never miss that time, even if he has the opportunity to make a lot of money, but that time is Kodesh Lashem. And the Mishavur says that the truth is that a person is mechuyev min ha-Torah to learn whenever he has time. But this special halacha of kavata itim la-Torah, that the halacha, a separate halacha. The halacha is that a person has to set aside a time every day, that time is Kodesh Lashem. And with that is Yotza, the din of Kavata Itim HaTorah. What's so special about setting aside a time each day? And I think that the pshat is very simple. We all know the Rambam. The Rambam says at the end of Shmita V'Yovel that to be Zoycha, to become a Ben Taira, to become a Shevet Levi, anyone that Kaveya himself, that he leaves the Oil Mazeh, he leaves the Cheshbonos of Oil Mazeh, and he decides that he's going to be Mekadosh himself to learn, state the Rambam, Harei Zen, Iskadosh, Kodesh, Kadoshim. V'yiyah Hashem chelkoi, and the Eibishter is going to be his chelek, and the Eibishter is going to give him whatever he needs to sustain himself. Whatever parnosa he needs, he's going to be like Shevet Levi, and just like the Eibishter gave to Shevet Levi a parnosa, the Eibishter is going to give this person also a parnosa. The Rambam is speaking about someone that's mekadosh himself a whole day. But what happens if a person is not capable of sitting ala terem ala voida all day? There's another halacha of kavata itim la Torah. If a person takes a time, takes part of a day, so that time is the skadish, kodesh, kadoshim, V'hi Hashem Cholkoi. And it says the Rambam that on him it said, Hashem Nos Cholki V'choisi Ata Tema Keroli. It's a gewaltig gesagt that a person could take a time, and that time, in that time, it could be a total Ben Torah. And it's not a sira. A person could be a Baal Post, he could be a Lachy, a Lachol, he could be working. But he has a certain Zman. He has a night Seder. And that night Seder is the Skadish Kodesh Kodoshim. And that makes that he's a Ben Torah. That makes that he's a Skadish Kodesh Kodoshim. We heard before different mices that happened just recently. But this inyan of being kaveya, a kaveya, kavata ita batayra. And that's why we feel so fortunate in our base medrash that through this night seder, our mokum becomes a greater mokum Torah. And the type of a Makom Torah is like it says in Pirkei Avos. We all know the Maisa with Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, and everything, if you think about it, it's a Pella. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, he once met a person, and the person asked him, maybe you could come to our town, live between us. And he said he's going to give Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma Elef, Alofim, Vribe, Revov, he's going to give him very much gold and silver, precious coins, precious diamonds. And Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said that if you give me all the money in the world, Eini Dar, Elo, B'Mokrem Torah, I'm not going to live only in a Mokrem Torah. And the question over here is obvious. The person didn't tell him where he lives. The person didn't even describe what it looks like, his city. How did Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma know that he wasn't living in a Makom Torah? Maybe the person that approached Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was also living in a Makom Torah. And the answer is, they say b'shem Tamidei Agra. The answer is that what's the taich of a Makom Torah? The taich of a Makom Torah is that the value and the currency and the thing that makes a difference is Torah. If there's something else that makes a difference, then that's not a Makom Torah. If the person came to Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma and he approached him and he wanted to give him shoychav, he wanted to influence him, and he tried to do it with money, Zokt Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, it cannot be that you live in a Makom Torah. Because in a Makom Torah, the value of the currency is Torah and Torah alone. And if you want to attempt to influence me with something else, then it can't be that you live in a Makom Torah. And I just was desire one thing, one addition to this word. Maybe the person lived in a Makom Torah, and he's an exception to the rule. Maybe for him, he thought that he could influence Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma with gold and silver. And the answer is that if someone lives in a true Makom Torah, it's not possible that there should be an exception. A Makom Torah has such a tremendous influence, and everyone that comes in contact with a Makom Torah develops that chashivus, develops those values. And that's what a true Makom Torah is. So we're talking about night Seder. Like the Rambam says, Ein Odom Loimid Roi Chokmos Eil Balayla. And a person wants to be zechut to a Keser Torah, he should learn by night. You're talking about a night Seder, you're talking about a Kviyas Itim LaTorah. In that hour and a half, the Beis Medrash turns into a complete Makom Torah. Anybody that comes in contact with this Makom Torah is automatically influenced. The hashpah is felt. anybody that comes in, he feels the avira of Torah, he feels the hashivas of Torah.